KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Well, checking sports this morning in high school girls golf yesterday, the Atlantic girls golf team played in the Sioux City Invitational, the Sioux City East Invitational. That was played at Whispering Creek Golf Course yesterday, and they won the tournament. Atlantic shot a 414 total for first place. Bishop Heelan Catholic a 428 for second place. Sioux City East at 421 was third. Woodbury Central was fourth, Maple Valley was fifth, and Sergeant Bluff Luton placing sixth overall yesterday. The medalist was Isabella Boyle of Sioux City East. She shot the low round of 90. Runner-up was Ronnie Hook of Atlantic. She carded a 93 yesterday. Also, Abby Smith of Atlantic shot a 102, good for fourth place overall. Lexi Nelk of Atlantic, also a top 10 finish. She placed 10th at 107 in yesterday's meet. The Western Iowa Conference held their boys and girls golf tournaments yesterday at Nishna Hills Golf Club here in Atlantic. On the girls' side, it's Trainer winning the team title. Cardinals shot a 383 total. That easily outdistanced the field to pick up the championship. Logan Magnolia shot 428 for second. IKM Manning at 433 was third. Audubon was fourth at 436. And Tri-Center fifth at 447. AHSTW, Riverside, Underwood, and Missouri Valley round out the rest of the teams. In the girls' top six, Kylie Powers of IKM shot the low round. She had an 80 yesterday, and that easily paced the field. Brooklyn Curran of Trainer shot 89 for second place. Maddie Lewis of Trainer, also an 89, good for third. Keely Smith of Trainer shot 97 for fourth. Sydney Beamer of Audubon, a 97, that was good for fifth place. And Madison Mahoney of Missouri Valley was sixth, posting a 98 yesterday. On the boys' side, IKM Manning comes up the winner. They shot a 308 team total. Trainer with 317 was second. Underwood shot 335 for third place. Missouri Valley was fourth, shooting a 348, and Logan Magnolia 353 was fifth. Tri-Center, Audubon, AHSTW, and Riverside round out the rest of the field. Individually, Kobe Fink of Underwood had the low round. He shot 71 yesterday as medalist. Joey Kahns of Trainer shot 73, good for second place. Tyler Brandt of IKM Manning and his teammate Kyler Rasmussen each shot 74, and they were third and fourth. Max Nielsen of IKM Manning was fifth, posting a 78. And Dawson Goss of Trainer carded a 79 yesterday. That was good for a sixth place overall finish in the Western Iowa Conference tournament. In basketball news, Iowa State men's basketball team grabbed a commitment from a transfer from Penn State, Isaiah Brockington, who averaged almost 13 points a game last year for the Nittany Lions, announced that commitment. He's averaged almost 8 points a game and shot nearly 44% from the field in his 90 career games. This will be the third school for Brockington. He spent 1 year at St. Bonaventure before transferring to Penn State, and now he'll play for the Iowa State program next season. University of Iowa women's basketball freshman Caitlin Clark and Iowa State freshman Lexi Donarski were selected to participate in the 2021 USA Women's Under-19 World Cup team trials. The USA Basketball Women's Junior National Team Selection Committee made that announcement yesterday. Clark is one of four student-athletes that will represent the Big Ten Conference at the trials on May 14th through the 16th at Metro State University in Denver. Joining her, Purdue's Madison Layden, Maryland's Angel Reese, and Rutgers' Sakima Walker. 23 additional athletes will compete to be a part of that team. The West Des Moines native is the only athlete to return from the 2019 USA Under-19 team that won gold medals in Japan. She joins Connecticut's commit Ozzie Fudd, who earned a gold medal as a member of the 2018 USA Under-17 team, as the only two-time gold medalist. This season with Iowa State, Donarski averaged 13 points a game. It was ISU's second leading scorer. She added 3.3 rebounds, shot over 40% from the field and 41% from long range. Donarski was named the unanimous Big 12 Freshman of the Year and claimed a league-high 5 Big 12 Freshman of the Week honors. Featuring under-19 teams from 16 nations, the World Cup is scheduled to be held August 7th through the 15th in Hungary. In addition to the USA and host Hungary, teams that will take part in this year's under-19 World Cup include Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Canada, China, the Czech Republic, Egypt, France, Italy, Japan, Mali, Russia, South Korea, and Spain. Former Iowa State star Bridget Carleton hopes to make even more progress as she gets ready for her third season with the Minnesota Lynx of the WNBA. Carleton was more of a factor last season, averaging more than 6.5 points per game and more than 3 rebounds. She also connected on 45% from three-point range.
Yeah, my big focus this offseason was just being able to expand my game. I was played a lot of three last year on the wing, and I know it's just being able to play multiple positions, whether that's the two, whether that's the four. Cheryl told me at the end of last season that I would likely have to play some two this year, so just being able to defend quicker, smaller players, and also handle the ball a little bit more. So that was my main focus this offseason.
Carleton says training camp has gone well.
Obviously fun to just be back out on the court and playing, you know, in our facility in Minneapolis with our teammates and coaches. So good to be back out there. I'm feeling pretty good physically. I think I'm in a good spot and as good a shape as I can be heading into the season.
The Lynx are considered a dark horse championship contender. They have a preseason game against Washington on Saturday, then open the season on May 14th at home against Phoenix. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cardinals split a doubleheader with the Mets. The Cards winning 4-1 in the opener. They fell 7-2 in the nightcap. Paul Goldschmidt and Paul DeJong each went deep in the first game before a two-hit game from Tommy Edman in Game 2 for the Cardinals, who are now 18-13 on the season. The Royals lost their fourth in a row as they blew a 4-0 lead and lost 5-4 to the Indians yesterday. Hunter Dozier homered, and Andrew Benintendi and Ryan O'Hearn finished with two hits apiece for Kansas City. Brady Singer tossed 5 2/3 innings, allowing 3 runs on 4 hits as the Royals fall to 16-13 on the season. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, the Cubs beat the Dodgers in 11 innings, 6-5. Reds over the White Sox in 10 innings, 1-0. Rockies beat the Giants 6-5. Marlins 8-0 over the Diamondbacks. The Yankees beat the Astros 6-3. Braves over the Nationals 5-3. Phillies beat the Brewers 5-4. Tigers over the Red Sox in 10 innings 6-5. Rangers beat the Twins 3-1. Padres over the Pirates 4-2. Rays beat the Angels 3-1. The Blue Jays over the A's 9-4. And the Orioles beat the Mariners 6-0. John Means throws a no-hitter for the Orioles with 12 strikeouts. Seattle's only runner reached base on a dropped third strike but was then caught stealing, so he ended up facing only the minimum 27 batters. That's the first complete solo no-hitter for the Orioles in 52 years. Iowa baseball coach Rick Heller believes the Hawkeyes control their own postseason fate as they enter the final month of the season. Currently tied in fourth with Maryland, the Hawkeyes host Penn State this weekend in a 3-game series. Heller feels the Big Ten will get at least 4 teams into the NCAA regionals.
I know after playing a lot of the teams that we've played so far that there are more than 4 regional teams from a talent standpoint in our conference, but with the situation we're in, you know, in the no non-conference games, no one really knows how that's going to be looked upon.
Heller believes the Big Ten should get some credit for not playing any non-conference games.
You know, in my opinion, a 44-game conference-only schedule, I mean, that's brutal. That's as tough a schedule as anybody's playing in the country.
The problem for the Big Ten may be the RPI. The Hawkeyes are the only league team ranked in the top 50 right now at number 41.
The RPI situation should be thrown out because, I mean, the way the RPI works, I mean, it's not going to be great for our league if they're really just looking at the RPI and not the quality of the teams and the quality of the wins and you know, the past history of what's happened in the league and how loaded the league is this year. I mean, if all those things are just thrown out the window, I mean, who knows what'll happen.
Heller says the Big Ten should get credit for its recent success. Iowa freshman Briley Klosterman has been named the Division I Softball Freshman of the Week. She's a North Liberty native and hit .615, drove in 5 runs over the weekend as Klosterman slugged over 1,000, had an on-base percentage of .677 in that time frame. Also in the track and field news, Iowa senior Jalen McConico has been picked as the Big Ten Conference Track and Field Athlete of the Week. McConico won the gold in the 110 hurdles at the Billy Hayes Invitational last weekend, had back-to-back career bests in the preliminaries and the finals. Also, Drake sophomore Baziwa Azinga has been picked as the Missouri Valley Conference Female Track Athlete of the Week. Azinga posted a personal best in the 400-meter hurdles, winning the event at the Illinois State Invitational at 58.07 seconds. That's Check of Sports here this morning.
Sports This Morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.